Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the day begins across Israel, expect clear skies and warm temperatures. Tel Aviv will enjoy a sunny day, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly mild. It's a perfect morning for a walk or outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S. military has ended its 11th consecutive night of strikes against Iran. Iran's military command warns that any U.S. attacks on nuclear sites could lead to a regional war. Also, Walla reports from earlier today that the U.S. Central Command has targeted military sites in Iran. The operation aims to weaken Tehran's military capabilities. Also this hour, Ynet has identified a third U.S. service member killed in an Iranian attack. Sergeant Angel S. Ramprasad of New York is now officially listed as duty status, whereabouts unknown. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports that Mayor Mamdani admits he cannot arrest PM Netanyahu. He urges the U.S. to engage with the International Criminal Court instead. And finally, Israel Hayom reveals details of a nuclear agreement between Trump and Saudi Arabia. The deal involves civilian nuclear cooperation worth tens of billions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, an online commentator, posted 44 minutes ago criticizing Zoran Mamdani's remarks about Israel's prime minister. She accuses him of using rhetoric without legal backing. I24N, EWS English, posted earlier today about the U.S. military's consecutive strikes on Iran. They note that key military infrastructure was targeted. Amichai Stein, a journalist, posted that New York City's mayor admitted they cannot legally arrest PM Netanyahu if he visits. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military's operations in Iran. According to I-24 News, the strikes targeted strategic military assets, aiming to diminish Iran's operational capability. This comes as tensions rise over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Analysts warn of wider regional instability if the conflict escalates. Turning to the identification of Sergeant Angel S. Ramprasad, Ynet reports that she went missing after an attack on a military base in Jordan last Friday. Her status as duty status, whereabouts unknown, highlights the ongoing risks faced by U.S. personnel in volatile regions. Families of service members are anxiously awaiting further news. Meanwhile, Mayor Mamdani's statement on PM Netanyahu has sparked debate. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, he acknowledged his lack of authority, calling for U.S. involvement with the ICC. This reflects ongoing international discussions about legal jurisdiction and diplomatic relations. Finally, the nuclear agreement between Trump and Saudi Arabia. Israel Hayom outlines that the deal includes potential nuclear infrastructure development. This raises concerns about nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. Experts suggest this could shift the regional power balance. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that potential candidates for the next Minister of Finance are emerging. The Israeli economy, though resilient during the war, faces significant challenges ahead. Separately, CTEC highlights a new Israeli influence campaign. The effort, involving AI and former Trump strategist Brad Parscale, aims to sway American public opinion. And finally, Ynet Business reports on Spotify founders Neko Health raising $700 million for U.S. expansion. The preventive health startup plans to open clinics in New York, drawing interest from major investors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.